النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، إخوة الإسلام، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم وهو يقسم: والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. صدق الله العظيم. Brothers and sisters, I just mentioned, apart from Surah At-Teen, and I'm sure all of you know it, and all of you know the meaning, and all of you memorizing, and all of you using it in your prayer, alhamdulillah, I'm sure from that. But today I am talking about this surah to open our mind for something else, not right away, direct to the word which is given in the surah. And what I am saying is not from me. I'm not invented anything, but I'm just delivering to you as much as I can what other scholars understand from the surah, and to understand it in a different way. Most of you read many tafsir, and tafsir it means explanation, and explanation it is for human beings. Someone can be right, someone can be wrong, but at the end of the day it is a view of the scholar who makes the explanation. Even you as a person who are normal, you are not specialized, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can enlighten you for some ayah to understand the difference in many people. And Allah puts the light for you to understand it in a way differently. But never to say someone is right or someone is wrong, as long as not touching the Quran or Sunnah, or denying a word from the Quran or a word from the Sunnah. But if someone gave a view, understand it in that form and think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, as many surahs, He makes qasam. والشمس وضحاها والفجر. Many surahs, especially in the last barah, in the last juz of the Quran. You find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he swear or oath about this thing, that means there is something important. There is a message. Know about it. It's not just a word to say والشمس وضحاها والفجر والليل والنهار والقمر. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear or oath be something He created, telling you after this one, listen for something important for you human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say والتين والزيتون وطور سنين وهذا البلد الأمين. I'm just stopping this one now before I move to the other one. But don't worry, inshallah, I will limit myself with the talk, with the time has been given, because I know that most of you working and you would like to go to your work, but inshallah, I'll be on time. I I hope, inshallah, I will, inshallah, to limit myself. So I make the message as clear as possible to all of you. والتين والزيتون, التين is the fig. الزيتون is olive. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين. طور سينين, it is سينا, which is in Egypt. وهذا البلد الأمين, الله سبحانه وتعالى من تبع هذه البلد الأمين is مكة. In this surah, Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentioned three places with three indicators with three prophets. The first one, والتين والزيتون, as all of you know, that plants, it is in بيت المقدس, المسجد الأقصى. And Bayt al-Maqdis, indicator for the birth of Isa alayhi salam. Alayhi wa ala nabiyyina afdal al-salam. So the first one, والتين والزيتون, the place is in Masjid al-Aqsa, Bayt al-Maqdis, Bayt Lah, where Prophet Isa alayhi salam born there. وطور سيناء, وطور سينين. Sinin, Sinai. Tur is the mountain there. And that place, Musa alayhi salam talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a sacred place. All of us respected. And that is the beginning of the message of Musa alayhi salam. The third place, وهذا البلد الأمين, that safety or peaceful place, indicator for Mecca, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the place for al-Haram al-Makki, Baytullah al-Haram, and that is the start of the message which will be lost forever. رسالة الإسلام. So three messages, three places, three prophet has been mentioned in this one. والتين والزيتون وطور السنين وهذا البلد الأمين. Other scholars, that is a direct explanation, most of you know it. But other saying like Sheikh Sayyid Qutb رحمة الله عليه, هذا الشهيد, he mentioned something else. We should understand it. Of those who read it. But when you read it, don't say this right and this wrong. That is explanation. That is a way of tafsir. So everything can be right or understand in that way. Sheikh Sayyid Qutb, radiallahu rahmatullahi alayhi, Shaheed Sayyid Qutb, he said different ways. At-Tin, it is related to a place in Damascus called Tur Taina. والزيتون, there is a mountain in Al-Quds, Bayt al-Maqdis, called Tur Zayta. And Tur Sinin, which is Sina. If you look for it, Tur, Tur, Tur. First Tur is Tur Taina. Second Tur, it is Tur Zayta. The last one, it is Tur Sina. But all of them ending by noon. والتين والزيتون وطور سنين. All of them the same meaning, but different way of thinking. Other scholars saying that teen وزيتون, it is the original plant that when you will find it inshallah in paradise, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Adam alayhi salam disobeyed, and Allah would like to, at that moment, to punish him, he make him naked. There is nothing to do after he listened to the shaitan and he take from the tree which Allah told him not to touch it, and he listened to the shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the punishment right away, and all he became naked. He and his wife Eve go around and collecting leaves to cover themselves. That is the nature. Cover themselves with the leaves. And the leaves of that one, it was the leaves of the tree of teen, fig. related to Nuh alayhi salam. Another explanation. Nuh alayhi salam, when he floated with the ship, with the ark, with those who have followed him, and with all the animals, and the creation, he sent a pigeon or a bird to go and look where is the nearest land. And when the bird came, he found him, he carrying a branch in his beak. And that branch, it is a branch of olive. So Nuh alayhi salam knows we are very close to the land. Indicator that he will be saved now and landing. Many meanings. Think about it. But understand it in the way. But for me, I'm just telling you in one surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by himself saying, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِنِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. For you, when you swear or oath, you're going to say, وَاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Don't say anything. You can't say وَالتِّين وَالزَّيْتُونِ. You can't say وَرَحْمَةَ أَبُوَيَا وَرَحْمَةَ أُمَّكَ or because of your life. Or no way to say anything swearing except using وَاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use in His word anything. Any one of the creation. Shams, Qamar, Layl, Nahar, Teen, Zaytun, any. Right. The message is given now. Three places. Indicate for three things. Indicate for three prophets. Indicate for three messages. Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But why Allah says that? Now is the message coming, which you should listen very careful about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the nature to tell us something, and He come for the things which we should open our ears and our hearts about it. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. Allah saying to us, I create human beings, mankind, in the best form. Best form, it is the top. Human beings, the top of the creation. There is nothing above human beings, even the angels. Even the angels. Mankind is the top of the creators, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates. قَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. In the best form. Right. What after? ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. And we put him lower than the low, even in the bottom of the creation. Even bottom or less than animals. Even the animal could be a wild one, lion or tiger. The human beings who are going to leave the nature and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I put him down, down to the down. Asfala safilin, the lowest of the low. And the lowest of the low go back again to your creation like a clay or nothing. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's describing an-nar, fire hell, he said, waqood, the fuel. Fuel for nar, for jahannam. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. The fuel for fire hell, it is two things. Mankind and the stones. Oh, someone worried. We are mankind. Yes, we are mankind. We are the people who are created Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a best form and to follow His messages. And to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us to do. We are the people who obeying Him. You are the one who doing the prayer here. You are the one who following as much as you can the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are not, inshallah, one of those. But those who are very bad and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put him down to the down. Those who go down to the down, reach the earth, they will be like the stones. Those will be the fire of fire hell. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make exception to make you happy, to make you smile, to make you have a hope, to make you that you are doing everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So you will be, inshallah, included in this one. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّلِحَةِ. Except, Allah say except. Those creatures were doing very bad, and they going to leave the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put down or lower than the low. Except those who are believe, it's not only believe. You can believe. You can say, I'm a Muslim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Good. Nobody can deny anything about it. You are a Muslim. You are a good Muslim. But iman only is not enough. Iman with amal deeds. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. What's the answer for them? Those who will be good, have good deeds. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them? فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you forever for something never cut, never to be stopped. In your life, as long as you're doing good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. And can you notice it in your life? We are the Muslim, we are happy, alhamdulillah. We know that our life here is very short. And the end, it will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us, we aim to paradise, inshallah. And inshallah, as long as we are good Muslim and doing the amal, we make the good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Quran says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير مبنون. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ending the surah by saying, فما يكذبك بعد بالدين. Oh, you human beings. Oh, you are the mankind. Remember what I said to you earlier. Allah saying that, I create you in the best form. I create you are comparing with any creation. In the best way. Compare yourself with any animal. Even the elephant, the cow, the lion, the snake. You are different. When you eat by two hands. When you look for two eyes, you can go around. When you walk in two legs. Most of the animals walk in the legs and the hands. You are a human being, can look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or up, saying, Allah, help me. Make the dua. Look to see the moon and the stars. No animal can do that. Look around. A cat, a tiger, a lion, elephant. All with their eyes down, they cannot put it up. Most of the animals, when they're eating, they never use their hands. They never go to wash for their hands before they eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you clean. Ask you to do five times the prayers. And every time to come to the prayer, you have a wash, to have a wudu, ablution, to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean. You are covered with a nice clothes, in a nice form, coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, when they go to the mosque, they go with a ras clothes. The clothes which they are working. If they are a painter or a butcher, he comes to the mosque with his clothes. I'm not saying anything, but I think it is not or shouldn't to be like this. When you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come with the best form. Unfortunately, if I am going to invitation tomorrow to see a president or something or a leader, whatever, I go maybe to find the best suit. And after the best time, and to make myself in the best form. Although I'm seeing human beings. Natural. But we should do that when you come to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سفين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. The question from Allah to you. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين. What make you after all? You denying the religion. You denying the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You denying the peace life which the religion asks you to do. Unfortunately now, especially these days, most of the people away from the religion. I'm not talking about Christian, Jews, and Sikhs. Most of the people, even Muslims, some of them, they are away. Not thinking about the religion, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created you, asked you to do these things, and you deny it. People thinking for killing. People, drug leaders, dealers, those who bring the drugs to the people, to kill them, to affect them, because to have the money. Mass destruction weapons were everywhere. Nuclear power here and there. Not to kill in one. It's killing 100,000. You just recently look what happened for the people in Iraq. What happened to the people in Afghanistan. What the people happened in Palestine. Killing, 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 killing. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave it? Without a punishment? No! If the punishment will be here now, it will be later on. For those who create the problem all over the world, either individuals or groups or countries, because they are doing something against the nature which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said very important thing for us to know it. He said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said when you are reciting سورة والتين والزيتون, when you reach the question from Allah سبحانه وتعالى to you, أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين? It's the question. Didn't Allah is the most wise? Didn't Allah the most judge? Question. Who asked you? Allah for you. Every time you read the surah, a question comes to you. What you should answer? Most of you know it, inshallah. But if you don't know it, do it. You should, after finishing أليس الله بأحكم الحكيم, حاكمين, you said بلى وأنا على ذلك من الشاهدين. بلى, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most wise and the most just, and all what he said is just. I am witness as well what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. أقول قولي هذا فأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, I just mentioned the surah, which most of you know it. And again, if you read in a book something different, don't say that's wrong and this one not good or that one kafir. Never. Al-Imam Shafi'i رضي الله عنه, he said very important message to all of us. We should put it in our mind. And when we're dealing with the others, dealing with open mind. What he said? Al-Imam Shafi'i said, my opinion, or my view, it is correct. That's my view. It is correct. Otherwise, it is not my view, or I will be mad if I follow something I'm not believing it. My view, my opinion is correct. But there is a possibility to be wrong. Look how they're open-minded. My opinion is right. It's correct. But there is a possibility to be wrong. The other opinion in front of me or for other, for me, I believe it is wrong. Otherwise, I follow it. But I'm not following it because I believe it is wrong. But there is a possibility to be right.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
You can see what is the value of the words. My opinion is right. There is a possibility to be wrong. The other person, his opinion is wrong. There is a possibility to be right. Full stop. That is, we should do it. Should be our constitution when dealing with the people. Not to shout, not to say someone kafir, or something bad, or this one wrong, this one right. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith, even is not a stronger hadith, he's saying, اختلاف أمتي رحمة. The difference in my ummah, it is a mercy. That's why we have four schools. Now, Maliki, Hanbali, Shafi'i, Abu Hanifa. And from time to time, this thing changed. Egypt, for example, one day it was Hanbali. Sorry, Abu Hanifa. Why? Because the people, those who are following the leader there is Abu Hanifa, and if you are following Abu Hanifa, maybe you find a nice job. So the people became very Hanifa. But later on became Shafi'i. Or North Africa. It is Maliki. And all the Andalus, Spain, it was Maliki. Asia, Pakistan, India, following Abu Hanifa. In one topic, you can have different views, four views. Don't say that right is wrong, or that one bad, or that one good. No. If you see someone doing his hand like this, because he following a school, saying that your hand to be in that way, it's right. If someone put it up like this, it's all right. If someone leave his hand down, it's right. Different views. Don't say that wrong, that right. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make us happy. He met all the forms of life. In one day, he got a turban. One day, he got a hat. One day, without a hat. One day, got a turban green. One day, turban white. One day, turban black. One time, he got a chemise, which is long. Sometimes in short. Sometimes with the abaya. Different forms. Because he knows that the people one day will come. They will fight. About things which is very simple. We should excuse each other and follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us in Surah Al-Asr. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Here, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Be patient. Follow the truth, but be patient when you deal with the other. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أن الله من الأعين فأمنه. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت. اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى، نسألك العفو والعفاف، نسألك المغفرة والرحمة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشفنا وعافنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين أجمعين. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين أجمعين. اللهم بارك لنا في أولادنا وأرزاقنا وأسماعنا وأبصارنا ما أحيتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا. اللهم من كان منهم حيا فمتعه بالصحة والعافية، ومن كان منهم ميتا فارحمه رحمة واسعة من عندك يا رب العالمين. غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم بارك في هذا الجمع الكريم. اللهم بارك في كل من حضر صلاة الجمعة يا رب العالمين. آمين. اللهم افتح قلوبنا. اللهم فهمنا ما جهلنا. اللهم علمنا ما جهلنا. اللهم فهمنا ما تعلمنا. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه يا رب العالمين. غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ارزقنا القرآن وتلاوته. اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء همنا وحزننا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان وحين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وأقم الصلاة.